move this a little closer to you, if it's, how about, well, the place outside the barn where the stock is kept and the stock is fed, what would you call that area?
Well, we call that a, we have the barn loft with a feed rack in it where we throw the feed for the cattle in it.
Mm-hmm. This is outside the barn?
Yes, it is outside the barn.
How about a place outside the barn where the stock can be kept when they're not kept in the barn?
Well, that's just called a barn lot.
Uh-huh.
I have one here.
Uh-huh. How about the place where the cows and the sheep graze?
I call the cow pasture.
Uh-huh. Now this fence that you build by you put up posts every so often, and then you put a horizontal runner across here, and then you put slender pieces along there.
That's a picket fence.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call it anything else?
Well, I never called it anything.
Uh-huh. Have you heard other words for
it? It's a picket fence right out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's
ever hear it called paling?
Yes, I've heard them called paling. Paling fence.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use that yourself?
No.
Well, now this fence that has the real thin metal running along and has little sharp pieces sticking out every little bit. What do you call that?
I imagine that's what you're getting at as a barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
Wire fence.
Uh-huh. Now, this fence here that they take and run wood this way, and then wood this way, and then this way, and maybe sometimes they'll put another piece over.
That's a rail fence.
Uh-huh.
That's something you don't see much of.
No, you don't see many of them anymore.
No, you don't.
What do you call them else besides rail? You ever call them anything else?
No, I don't think I ever heard them called it. Just the old rail fence.
Mm-hmm. Would you make it in this way that I described? You run them along like this, and you have some uprights every so often?
Well, no. They used to. They had, right here where they sure come together here, it'd cross there just a little, and then they'd have an upright there, and they'd wire it together to keep it from blowing down. That was what they call a stake and rider fence.
Stake and rider.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Would you put two uprights in one place?
Yeah, you see this here, just cross that there a little on the corner with your pencil, and I can show you.
Yeah.
Now right here, there'd be a stake there and a stake on this
one. I see.
That's the way you made a stake and rider fence.
Now is that exactly the same as a worm fence?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Only you've done that to keep the wind from blowing down lots of times. And stock now, sometimes you'd get a roguish horse or a roguish cow, and they'd learn to take their nose and